West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Call, and I'm here today with Dr. Nathan Sorber, the leader of West Virginia University's new Center for the Future of Land-Grant Education. What is this center, and why is it here at West Virginia University?
This is the first center of its kind in the country. WVU is, of course, an institution that's really important to its state, so this is a good place for this center to be. We've assembled leading higher education scholars from across the country who are going to study these storied institutions and develop some innovative strategies for shaping these institutions and moving forward.
What does it really mean to be a land-grant institution?
The land-grant colleges really represented the federal government's first foray into higher education. In 1862, the Morrill Act authorized federal land to be sold to create universities in each of the states, and this was done for several purposes. First, to increase access to higher education for the children of farmers and workers, to elevate science, especially the applied sciences of engineering and agriculture. And third, this kind of big idea of advancing and disseminating knowledge for the purpose of economic development and economic growth.
What kinds of challenges are land-grant institutions like WVU facing in today's higher education climate?
You know, I think a lot of it stems to this growing chasm that we see between higher education and the people. I mean, there really is a growing skepticism out there on whether higher education can really serve the needs of the people and the community. This type of thing is entwined with decreasing public support, increasing financing of state higher education, and this really undermines our ability to increase access and engage in outreach activities to our communities.
How is WVU involved in outreach as part of its mission?
We have our extension service, we have faculty that are engaged in service learning, we have research that connects to commercialization and new technologies and promotes economic growth. So we're engaged in a lot of different ways, but the purpose of this research center is to look across the country, look at how institutions are doing this work, where are the great innovations, and how can we chart a path forward.
Follow our story on WVUtoday.wvu.edu.